Hey, I hope you enjoy this episode of the Scale and Felix Show.
Thank you, Cletus. That's your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, where did you say they were keeping Felix?
Hey, what are you two doing?
Oh, no.
Oh, I see how it is. You killed Michael. You betrayed your own brother, Cletus? Pathetic. Looks like I'll have to just finish the job myself.
Get down! Did we lose him? I hope Felix is okay. Where is he?
We need to find Scale. I don't know if he's still doing okay. I swear to God, if those two idiots laid a single finger on him.
Whoa, calm down there, Tiger. I get it. You want to go in all guns blazing and be the hero. But, well, we don't even have any guns to blaze. That's not what the expression means, Vlad. I don't care. My point still stands. I get that you two are really close, but we need to think strategically.
Well, sure, Captain Strategy. Let's hear what you have to say.
As far as we are aware, Fred has no reason to believe that we have teamed up and escaped the arena.
And your point is?
The point is, we have the element of surprise. We must use this to our advantage and isolate the brother who speaks English. We can interrogate him for further information and then kill him. We will no longer be working on a blind basis and have more information to go forward with.
Jeez, I didn't know you were a member of MI6.
That's the United Kingdom, not the Soviet Union.
Eh, whatever, it's all the same to me.
How typical.
I swear to God, when I get my hands on Scale and Cletus, I'm gonna... Felix? Vlad, you're supposed to kill him!
Change of plans. Eat the knuckle sandwich, punk.
Nice try, Vlad. Ow, wait a minute, no fair.
Quick, Felix, grab his rifle.
Did you forget, Vlad? Americans always carry a spare.
That was a cheap shot.
Felix. Don't you dare reach for that rifle. I'll blow you away just like I did your friend.
Quick, right around this corner. Oh, Vlad! Felix! Oh God, what happened here?
Well, looks like I get to make Felix suffer more. Now you get to watch your friend Scale die.
Never take your eye off the enemy, Fred.
This isn't over, Felix. I'll get back at you.
Follow.
No! I know you want to get back, but we have to help Vlad.
Getting away!
Hold on, he's the one who knocked me out. Why is he helping us?
It's a really long story.
We don't have time for a long story.
What matters is that he saved me, and he's gonna help you.
Hmm?
Yes, you are gonna help him. Don't you know some backwoods redneck sort of homemade medicine or something?
Not miracle worker.
Oh boy, did I bet on the wrong horse.
No. Don't finish that advice. You're gonna have plenty of time to tell me it when you get better.
No. Listen, I spent my lifetime living the Hollywood dream, but the one thing I never really had was family.
Come on, stay with us, Vlad.
No, come on, Vlad, stay with me, Scale, call the police.
If I ever come back as a ghost, I'm haunting your asses. Death noise.
How you holding up, Felix? I'm fine. Thank you, Bristol. No problem. Now, we found Fred bled out outside of the building. You're his only living relative, so all the audio, this whole building, all his worldly possessions, they go to you. Anything that isn't being forfeited by police. Figured, since you two are those audio weirdos, you probably want a copy of all the transcripts and whatnot. Here you go.
I appreciate the idea, officer, but I think I just want my friend back.
All right. I'm gonna let you be for a while. You take care.
You too. And, well, that's why we took so long to release season 2 and the end of season 1. Felix isn't with me right now. He's not doing very well. We weren't releasing episodes for so long because of all the legal trouble and whatnot, but I'm figuring as you looked at the news, you probably heard it. Even if you didn't listen to the podcast, you knew he was dead. Well before this episode. Stay safe out there, listeners. Please. We'll see you in the next one. Probably.
One episode, folks. I would offer you a tissue, but, you know, I'm recording. Well, hopefully, I don't know what I can do to lighten the mood, but here's the uncharacteristically monotone credits. Thanks for listening. Yeah. Produced by Dom Radio. Edited by Dominic J. Piccioni. Dom Piccioni as all the voices of all the characters. All sound effects that were not made by Dom Radio are licensed under the Creative Commons 0 license. Want to find out more? Visit our website at domradio.wiki.com. Also, be a doll and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts because that'll help more people find the show. You can also leave us an audio message on our Anchor profile. And thus concludes the Strangers Inside Gold trilogy. I know it's a little different, not necessarily audio drama, but a little more diverging from the whole comedy thing. Nonetheless, I hope you enjoyed it. Hope it wasn't a little too dramatic or whatever, but yeah. Take care of yourself, guys. See you in the next episode.